This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you get in rain? We want to know. Where you are, how much did it rain last night? Text that in and win a free MyPillow. Just ask Todd Mitchell how much that MyPillow changed his life.
Well, my pets, they keep arguing about their My Pet Pillow.
Yeah.
I need to get four more so they each have one.
Forgot about that. Very, very nice.
Yeah, they love it.
The MyPillow,
but...
the MyPillow pet pillow, they kind of fight over it. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. So, anyway, we want to know how much rain you got. We got a great picture. It looks like not much in eastern North Dakota. Kind of a goose egg. Gonna have to wait for rain out there. Central Western, not too bad. Let us know. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. One more time, 226-8503. How much rain and where are you calling from? End of the show, we'll draw a free MyPillow winner. Also, getting a lot of great suggestions on different Flag Day things and what you plan to do on Flag Day. Keep those coming as well. Tomorrow is Flag Day. One listener said, when I think of Flag Day, I think about the people I served with, both living and deceased. I wish everyone in our country could or would serve or be close to someone who has or is serving. And you don't have to go into the military to serve our country. Do something good. Help people in need. Kids. The elderly. Disabled people. Isn't that nice? Some fine suggestions there and a good idea. Flag Day. We'll be in Watford City tomorrow. Big job fair tomorrow afternoon. In fact, I'll be up there for Energy Matters. And What's on Your Mind? Live from the Rough Rider Center. So, looking forward to that as well. On a busy program, we call What's on Your Mind? All right, Tom Young is going to join us next. Tom is the president and chief negotiator for the Grand Forks Educational Association. There is an impasse right now between the Grand Forks School District and its teachers. There are other negotiations that are going on around the state. A challenging time, to be sure. We talked earlier with the folks from the Grand Forks School District, including Doug Carpenter, president of the school board, so we wanted to get Tom's perspective from the teachers as well today on the program about this effort. Also going to be joined later this hour by folks from the University of Mary, our monthly U Mary chat. We'll chat with the new athletic director today on the program, Dale Lennon, and also Jerome Richter, so stay tuned for that coming up. And, of course, those rainfall totals, too, so all that on the way. Tom, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Doing just fine. Trying to stay out of the wind here today in Grand Forks.
The wind kicked up, but there's no rain, huh?
Well, I don't know if it rained or not. I think the wind might have blown it all out of my rain gauge in the last 10 minutes.
So it's a pretty significant rain you got going?
Well, we got rain, not so much. I think we kind of dodged that here, but the wind has just about swept my patio clean from everything except the bricks on it. So we've got some cleanup work to do here in a little bit.
All right. Well, it's one of those kind of weather days when it started early.
You bet.
So bring us up to date from your perspective on where we're at on all of this. And I'll start with the bottom line that came from Doug Carpenter to the others to say, we may really want to take care of the teachers, you know, and give them a larger percentage, just simply not there. We don't have the money to give it to them. What about that argument?
Well, I guess to that argument, that's probably one of the reasons fundamentally why we are in disagreement and why we are at impasse. I think in this case, yeah, we certainly teachers recognize that this is not a real rosy time with what's going on and what the state is doing with their funding and that type of thing. But so what we think is really important that we get very clear about prioritizing the funding sources that we have. And so I think it's a little bit less a matter of whether there's enough money, but more a matter of how are you going to strategically deploy the money and the resources that you've got. And with that in mind, Grand Forks teachers do believe that the district can do more and better than freeze teacher salaries for 2 years.
So, again, back to the premise that there's no money to give. You just disagree with that? You think they have the money and they've just got to pull it from other places? Where would be an example where they can pull it from, that they're spending it where they don't need to be?
One of the things that, gets discussed a lot is the freeze from the state funding on the per pupil payment. And I think that's something that's, I don't know how much of a primer you want to go into on the state funding formula for K-12 funding, but there are other aspects to it other than how much money the state has decided every student costs to educate. Right now that's, but I think it's $9,646. So if they decide that's how much it costs to educate a child, the funding formula is set up so that the first 60 mils of any local is dedicated towards that amount. Whatever amount those 60 mils can generate towards that adequacy amount, the local is on the hook for that. The state then will, in essence, kind of top off with their funding whatever the local contribution will fall short of that adequacy amount. And so what happens is that as the local district's property valuations rise, for example, which is going on predictably in Grand Forks, the local is able to contribute more of its own resources to that total amount. And so then there's an offset. So if the state says, well, if you can do more, I guess we'll do less. And so that's for each local around. And it's not a bad formula, actually. It does put the local back in charge. And it does keep the teacher funding whole. But what happens is, so it's important to understand that if the state amount is dropping, that doesn't mean there's less money coming to the district. It just means that the funding source has shifted. So it's not necessarily a reduction in money available, but just a shifting in the funding source from the state to the local. And I think that's a piece that sometimes gets missed in the conversation.
Well, that's one of the things I've heard from listeners that talk about state government at anywhere from a 10 to 25% decrease, depending on what department you were in, on average, I guess. There were others. I've heard reports of the State Department of Congress down 44%. So state employees are mostly getting no raises next biennium. And obviously, when the dollars were there, they got nice raises. So is it, if I'm not mistaken, Grand Forks, I think there was a hold even a year in there, which puts you in a little bit of a different category. But what I'm getting at is districts that teachers get raises year after year after year. Is there ever a time like now in North Dakota when state funds are down and state employees have to do with less, that there could be a freeze as the school board in Grand Forks is proposing? Is that ever a scenario you could accept, I guess is what I'm getting at?
Let's talk about the funding sources for state employees, public employees versus K-12, because last summer, Measure 2 was passed pretty positively by the state that said, let's put this money to work for K-12 education so that K-12 doesn't have to go through the 20 to 25% slashes to funding like other, you know, entities are subject to. And so that was passed, and that was a very good thing. So we have largely been able to dodge that kind of a hailstone. But when you're talking about health insurance increases going up by 20% and a salary freeze, that's really not being held harmless. One thing that's going on in Grand Forks, you asked about where else could that money come from. In 2009-10, the Grand Forks ending fund balance, their general fund carryover, was at $14.6 million. And 6 years later, that number had grown to $19.8 million. Now, my math says that's a 35% increase in their reserve that has gone up. In the same time, the Grand Forks teacher salaries pay went from the top five in the state and slipped to 27th. So what we're looking at is not so much how much money do you have, but where are you putting that money to work to fulfill that promise of educating kids?
Chris in Bismarck has a question. Go ahead, Chris.
One thing that I wanted to bring up that I know as I travel the state and work in a lot of the schools is the enormous waste in the school system as far as the technology goes. I can walk into a classroom in the middle of the summer or to a school. Every television in every classroom is on, let's say in July. All the computers are still running. Nobody's there. It's enormous a waste of money paying for electricity when nobody's in these schools. I think that's something that should be addressed, because if they do the numbers, it's a lot of money a lot of taxpayer dollars being wasted on electricity.
Would you have a comment on that, Tom, and or in general, whether or not there's savings that can be achieved from areas that aren't being given enough attention right now?
Yeah, I think every taxpayer deserves to. I think, and what I'm hearing from that is, from the taxpayer perspective, is not maybe so much how much money you're taking, but what are you doing with it? Is it going to the thing that it's intended to? Is it going towards, in this case, teaching and learning? We think that tax money ought to go as close to the student as possible, and money that gets deployed farther away from the students maybe should be looked at. If you're looking at these lean times, if you're looking at the inability to, you know, we're not rolling in dough here, but how can you accomplish the mission? Can you keep it going? Your promise is to keep educating these kids at a high level.
I have time for one more quick question for you, Tom. Should property taxes go up rather than have teachers hold even on salaries?
I think that's a matter for every community to decide how much they value their, and I think the property.
And that's what that's what this may come down to. We'll continue to follow it. Tom, thanks for your perspective. Appreciate it. President, Chief Negotiator for the Grand Forks Educational Association for the Teachers today in Grand Forks on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. I love telling our listeners about things I own because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone patio furniture is that, from hot spring spas and pool tables too. Why is this the best, Vince?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959, and the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only, and then opened up to the private sector. Like if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas and pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, live at the Rough Riders Center in Watford City tomorrow. another one of the University of Mary campuses. We're going to talk about University of Mary in just a moment. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us. Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow. Ryan Rauschenberger Thursday on our look back on the Dakota Access Pipeline radio history. Looking forward to that conversation. And just a busy week. We have cranking right along. A little bit of rain in some parts of North Dakota. Keep those rainfall totals coming. 65 100s reports a listener in Bismarck. So that's pretty universal there. Minot. This isn't rain. It says election today. Downsizing 13 to 9 members. Is that happening today? Finally, that has been in the works a long darn time. In fact, Sean in Minot's on the phone right now and wants to talk about the same thing. How are you going to vote on that, Sean?
Well, I'm a little bit biased. I'm actually one of those that that's on the ballot. So I actually just called Scott. You and I had a conversation probably about almost 2 years ago in Minot, reducing from 14 down to actually 6. And just wanted to call in and remind everybody in the Magic City to get out and, you know, do that, you know, conscious, responsible thing and cast your ballot for who's going to represent you.
Yeah, I will tell you that I was in Grand Forks when that decision was made. In that case, to go, I think, 14 to 7. And it was very successful because it was unwieldy and, you know, not a lot of things got done and it just was kind of a mess. So I think that's a good idea. I'd be voting for a smaller city council if I were in Minot today. So good luck to you, Sean.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right. As I mentioned, we're going to chat with the folks from the University of Mary after we celebrate our call of the day. We do this every day for our friends at Delta Constructors. And if you're in the oil field and you want a turnkey well site solution, one call does it all. Make that first call to Eric and the team at Delta. 406-250-8151 is that telephone number, or online at deltaconstructors.net. Here's today's call of the day from yesterday's program.
Good morning, Scott. Glad to hear you talking about the drought. We need rain. North Dakota made national news on the farm show this weekend. The whole state is in drought. Kiss Livestock is going to be running 2 sales a week. Usually would run 1 sale every other week. This morning, cattle prices down the limit. So why do we need Brazil beef? Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. And remember that if you call, you could be the Delta call of the day right here on What's On Your Mind. Jerome Richter from the University of Mary is back in studio with us today. Hello, Mr. Richter.
Good morning, Scott. It's great to be with you.
Jerome is the Vice President for Public Affairs at the University of Mary. He's brought the new athletic director. We got to chat with him on the very first day in that new post, Dale Lynn. Dale, how are you?
Scott, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good to see you. By the way, I noticed in some of the press releases that talked about you being from rugby. You're from Knox, aren't you?
That's right. In fact, that's all right that people get that mixed up. But Knox is the hometown, but rugby's where I graduated from high school.
Knox is kind of the metropolis, and rugby's like the suburb.
The suburb, yeah. The little side.
You know how it works?
Well, yeah, that's the same thing as Minocan
and Bismarck.
You know,
yeah.
We call Bismarck the suburb, and Minocan's the metropolis.
Exactly right.
And I would, if you would allow me, Scott, to give a shout out to all the farmers out there. I hope you're enjoying the day with the rain. We've been praying for you. I think that we got 70 hundredths here in Bismarck, but I just talked to my brother and they got over an inch and a half. So, Dad, thanks for your prayers. God bless.
How happy is he? Your brother fired up about that? I mean,
I didn't get to talk to him too long, but I'm guessing he's super happy. I mean, the pastures, the hay, the small grains, even the row crops are suffering so much. Most of the small crops, I think, are to the point of burnt up. And so,
yeah,
hopefully,
so
they can make some hay out of it and move on.
No pun intended. Make some hay out of the rain. Exactly right. So we have been continuing a conversation about what's happening at the University of Mary related to Vision 2030, and athletics are a part of that, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us what the athletic piece of this is.
Thank you, Scott. If we can go back just a couple of years, about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, the university set forth Vision 2030, a strategic plan to guide us for the next 15 years. As I've told a number of people and teasing my wife, she asked me one day, are you busy? And you're going to be busy this week. I said, Sarah, you don't get to ask me that for the next 15 years. You just got to ask me what I have going on that week. And so the plan is laid out for us and what we want to do. And the university is here to serve. And part of the way that we serve is through our athletic department. It's a very important part of it. And in the strategic plan of Vision 2030, one of the 9 major initiatives was around athletics, both how we want to grow it, how we want to serve with it, and what we want to produce in the student athlete out of that. And the word that kept coming back over and over and over is the word virtue, that we want our student athletes, we want all of our students to be people of virtue, to be virtuous leaders, to be people with integrity, with character, that through the beautiful opportunity of athletics, they can be formed into the person that we want them to be. And that's why to have Coach Lennon now as our new athletic director and the good work of Roger Thomas before us, we know that we're building on something very beautiful.
So I've been hanging around Jerome enough to know that the definition of virtue is habitually choosing what's good, right? Is that a popular message, Dale, when your coaches are going out recruiting? I mean, how does this sell on the how do you use that foundation to build up the program?
Well, it's really what the University of Mary is built upon. So, naturally everything we do in the athletic department, surrounds the Benedictine values. And that's part of the recruiting pitch that you give. You want to make sure that when you're talking to young men and women that they know what the University of Mary is all about and, what we offer, within that educational experience that if you come and be a part of the Marauder family, you're going to have some lessons here that are going to be with you for a very long time, and we do things the right way, and that's something that I think athletics has kind of gotten a bad reputation over the last number of years, just with all the negativity that's gone on with some of the higher profile events that occur from time to time, and that's the thing I do love about the Division II level is that it's still for the love of the game. This is a very pure type of athletic competition that we're involved in, and we want to be competitive. I'm much too competitive of a person to not want to be successful and have our teams be champions, but at the same time, you do want to commit to doing things the right way.
Questions or comments for these gentlemen are certainly welcome today on the program at 800-228-0550. Is there, what's the philosophy as far as recruiting? Are you recruiting that athlete that makes the football team better? Or are you recruiting someone that has the virtue that you can bring in and the building blocks are there to then turn that into a...
Well, you want both. I mean, that's one of those where, we want to win. Don't make no mistake about it. But we're also, we're not going to compromise on our values in that pursuit of being successful. So when we bring somebody into the family, we want to make sure that they understand the expectations that exist within the athletic department and these are the requirements that we need to have. Now, talent, you have to have talent in the Northern Sun to be successful. And if you don't have it, you're going to struggle. So, and that's what we have to find a way is to have that successful element.
All right, sure. Break back with more with these gentlemen from the University of Mary today, talking about Vision 2030 and athletics' role in that. New athletic director Dale Lennon here. James Jerome Rector, too. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Our guest today is Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner in North Dakota, to give us a sense of the economic impact of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest in North Dakota.
It's a huge economic boost to the state. I ran the numbers, and when I look at the trend, we typically have an $8 discount for North Dakota oil because of our distance to market and transportation. In the last 3 months, I ran the numbers, and it looks like we're down to 6.5. That hasn't happened in years. And I think that's happened partly because of the anticipation of that additional competition in the transportation market. That happened even before DAPL came online and started actually transporting oil. So we're already seeing $1.50 benefit to the oil companies, which means we get more tax dollars on oil.
That's Ryan Rauschenberger, state tax commissioner in North Dakota, on the financial impacts of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline right here.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The University of Mary today and athletics and Vision 2030. I'm headed up to Watford City a little later on today, as a matter of fact. And I mentioned earlier that the Watford City campus of the University of Mary is in the beautiful new Rough Riders Center. And some of the classes there, well, there's many classes, but I happen to think a great deal of the nursing program that they have. And they have right now a heck of an opportunity, because the key to rising in your profession, if you're a nurse, is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations calling now for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. And the University of Mary is making that possible for you to move forward. They're now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. That's a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run $8,000 higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice, because caring for others is what you do. Caring for you, rather, is what they do at the University of Mary. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/msn today to apply. All right. I want to talk a little bit about virtue. And again, this concept of what you guys are up to. Dale Lennon's with us, athletic director. Jerome Richter, vice president for public affairs at the University of Mary. And lots to cover today, but, you know, you piqued my interest with this idea of, you know, a focused effort on improving the athletic program. I'm sure there's the same with facilities. I've seen the new field house going up, for instance. But the people that populate that program having virtue. And how that goes on at the University of Mary. Because I think you have the unique ability to do it in a way no other school does, all right, which is pretty extraordinary. And that's what parents need to think about. That's what, folks that are looking for a purpose need to think about. Do you do that on a campus, Dale, so with an athlete? I mean, I think about your virtue and how much of that was formed probably growing up in Knox, North Dakota, right?
Most definitely, yeah.
And that foundation and that building block. I mean, you had a head start, and most kids do in that regard. How do you then continue to form that or shape that or grow that if they come in without it at the University of Mary with an athlete?
Well, it's part of the culture that you have on campus, and, that's this – who you are, who your identity is, and just how from day one that the student athlete comes on campus, you just want them to buy into the way that you do things and the way things are presented, you know, should reflect that. So, and really virtue is also a part of excellence. And, you know, that's what our pursuit is the pursuit of excellence, where we want to be the best, students that we can possibly be. We want to be the best athletes that we possibly be, can be, and we want to do it in the right way. So, you know, that message will be conveyed from the very get-go, and that'll be what we'll be pursuing during their careers.
So, Jerome, a young athlete comes in from Knox, North Dakota, has virtue already, has a athletic program that has, you know, a philosophy that's different than a lot of the athletic programs out there in college athletics. Then layer on the curriculum and the effect, if you will, the benefit of being in that culture that Dale talked about to continually have that. Because a lot of people in this world that have had virtue or have virtue but don't have that constant model to follow, right?
Absolutely. I mean, in today's society, one of the arguments that I've made to many people is there's not a lot of things nudging you towards virtue. So we, as a Christian, Catholic, Benedictine university, need to be very intentional about putting these students into a culture, as you and Coach Lennon have said, that fosters this. And athletics is one of the greatest ways to do it. I coached for 11 years at the high school level, and I coached wrestling, and I said 1,000 times over, there's no better opportunity to really engage the student, both in mind, body, soul, in all aspects, and really help them to see what discipline, what excellence, as Coach said, can happen to a person. You can challenge them. You can put them to the limits of their experience and then help them to grow, to have the tenacity, to have the grit to really do this. And this is where athletics comes into it. And then that also comes back into the classroom. We know that student athletes are some of our best students in the classroom also because of the discipline that they learned on the field and on the court and on the mat and et cetera. And so the university is very committed to making sure that athletics can flourish in this culture, that it feeds both in and out of the classroom, in and out of the residence halls, into the dining center, everywhere, that this is a community. And we all know that culture is the most important thing that you can give to a student. You can give example. And that's why, and I want to say this, you mentioned that Coach Lennon is our athletic director. He's going to be July 1. We still have a good one in Roger Thomas, who's finishing out his time. The example that a virtuous person puts forth is the most important thing. And in Coach Lennon, we have that. He has virtue that is always emanated from him, both from his youth growing up, from his time at UND, from his time when he was our head coach back in the 90s, to his time all the way up to Division I. He was a man who set a standard that you do the best that you can. You put forward the best version of yourself always. And you leave it out there on the field, wherever it is, and you thank the dear Lord for the graces you've been given.
What will the signature program be for University of Mary?
Well, you know, the challenge right now is, you know, we have to improve some areas of our athletic department. And, you know, we've gone through kind of that transition from the NAIA level to Division II. And, you know, we need to have our football program be successful. We need to have our basketball programs to be successful and our volleyball team. So we're at a point where we're starting to realize, I think, the potential that we can reach. Now is the time that we really have to step forward and kind of see that that progress that can be made here at the Division II level in the Northern Sun. And, you know, one of the main programs is football. That kind of kicks off the season. If you have a good football program, it just kind of permeates all the other programs within the athletic department, and it makes things work. So, you know, the emphasis will be there, and we've been struggling, so there's no secret about that. We need to be better, and we're going to make the commitment to be at that level that we think we can be in the Northern Sun, where we want to be a contender.
The Capital campaign, Jerome, has obviously raised a lot of dollars, been a lot of activity, a lot of building going on out there. I know there's a new field house, but does you feel like the athletic program has everything it needs, or is there more to do in the way of facilities as well?
Well, Coach has said it very well, but it's seeing in its fullness. We came into Division II, and we had a great athletics department. We still have a great athletic department, but it's the transition And we are now catching up, and we feel as though we're in the moment in some of the amenities and some of the areas that we have caught up. So as you mentioned, Scott, we have a brand new 82,000 square foot field house. It's incredible. Coach Lynn and I were down on the track, and it's the same track that they use at the Olympics, and it got a little spring to it. And I said, man, Coach, even down here, I feel like I'm fast. And he looked at me and said, nope, you're still not. And so the brand new field house, the way to really have the facilities for our student athletes to practice, to bring the recruits onto. We are also renovating the entire McDowell Activity Center. We're redoing the locker rooms. And so the commitment is surely there. The support for athletics and the belief from Monsignor Shea all the way down to the coaches is there that athletics can and does serve an institution of higher ed very, very well. But it has to be done in a very intentional and appropriate way.
And you mentioned the field house is done. Is there any additional facilities coming?
There isn't going to be additional facilities, but as I mentioned, the renovation of the McDowell Activity Center. So all of the locker rooms, the main thoroughfare there, the atrium, if you will, and then it connects right into the Lumen Vitae University Center, which is a $21 million state-of-the-art facility that will have dining in there, coffee shop, bank, clinic, living rooms up and down, bookstore, et cetera. And so it ties it all together that when you come out from one of our basketball games for a wrestling match, for a volleyball match, you're going to be able to have an experience. And it'll bring the students, it'll bring the community together.
And with a student athlete, all of that's important.
Right, Dale? It's very important. As a student athlete, you just want to feel like the commitment is there for you to be successful. And if you know the university is providing that commitment, you do want to represent that institution to the highest level.
Our guest today, Jerome Richter, Vice President for Public Affairs at the University of Mary. Dale Lennon, the Athletic Director at the University of Mary, chatted today on the program about Vision 2030 and also that support of athletics. And Dale is the incoming Athletic Director on July 1st and what he will do to take that on. It goes hand in hand, really, with the growth and success of a university.
Absolutely.
Jerome, it is. Is that a good thing?
Absolutely it is.
I think it is, but you see some people who think athletics has overtaken academics, right?
No, and that can't happen, and it hasn't happened for us. It always has to be in a healthy balance because you can do one of two things. You can go to the extreme, or you can over-emphasize one thing more than the other, and that can't happen. Our student-athletes are students first. They're there to get a degree. They're there to grow in the mind and to have a profession that they can further and serve the world, the society as they need, to be the servant leaders that they need, the virtuous leaders. But to do that, especially for that type of a student that wants to compete, athletics gives them that opportunity to become the full-rounded person that we want. And so we've talked about education for life. The well-rounded education that makes the person a full person in all different aspects, mind, body, and soul, is super important.
I think there's plenty of examples of people who would never set foot on a college campus but for athletics that maybe have a little better idea that there is a school and, okay, what is the school all about as a result of their entree, if you would. I think President Kennedy at UND has used the line, athletics are the front porch of a university, a way to sort of get there. Dale, what about that? You've been at the D1 level. Do you think the balance is there between academics and athletics is okay, or do you think it's gotten out of whack some places?
Well, I think at some places the value of athletics is probably over-exaggerated. You just can't underestimate, though, the value of athletics. Mm-hmm. It is an identity that does associate with the university, and especially in a state like North Dakota. You know, North Dakota is a small enough state. Everyone knows everybody. And athletics is just kind of the identity of a lot of communities. And, to have a successful athletic program is going to be a good reflection of the institution. And that is the front porch that you want to have for your institution, where people see that front end and they say, you know what, this is a place that has my interest, let's look a little deeper. And then as they get in and start looking a little deeper, then they start finding all the other dimensions of the university and what we have to offer, and then they'll see where the balance is in the right proportions that you want within an institution, and that's how you try to mold it.
Take a short break. Come back with more. Brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. You'll find them at Bismarck, Mandan. You'll find them all the way down I-94 into Minnesota and, of course, up to Lakes Erie, Bemidji, and Valley Daring, Grand Forks, part of that now as well. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. More after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and has some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592, Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell him Scott sent you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Chance there on the rainfall amounts, so let's put all those in from your phone, and then we'll pick out a lucky winner here coming up in just a little bit. Last chance to get them in. We'll give you a couple of minutes. If you haven't yet submitted your rainfall amount, all you need to do is text us how much rain you got, where you're from. If you want a little weather report with that, that's great, too. And you can text Todd at 226-8503, or you can text me at 367-2054. 367-2054 would be the number to do that, okay? And some folks had a good night, I got to say. Not too bad at all. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Did you know that more than 15,000 good-paying jobs come from the coal industry in North Dakota? That means $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, and about $100 million annually in taxes going into the statewide coffers. And North Dakotans support this and also support the industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and to protect our economy. Coalition for a Secure Energy Future at SecureEnergyFuture.org online. Remaining minutes with our friends from the University of Mary today, Jerome Richter and Dale Lennon. I don't like to have you leave the program without reminding folks that there is quite a vision, this Vision 2030 and this capital campaign, and that a conversation with you about how they might be able to help would be a really good thing. You know, sadly, so many dollars end up going from estates to Uncle Sam, and there's better ways for those dollars to do some good for generations, and certainly the life-changing work that goes on at the University of Mary every day would be worthy of that. So if folks are interested, tell us a little bit about how that conversation could happen.
Scott, thank you very much. The University of Mary, from its very beginning, has relied on the goodness and the generosity of such wonderful people. Relationships with generous folks have been our lifeblood. They've made things possible, and they're still making things possible. So Vision 2030, a 15-year plan, is a $272 million capital campaign. The first phase, which goes through 2018, was a $96 million goal. We are now sitting at about $64.5 million. So we're very close. And God has blessed us so much with so many wonderful donors, friends, benefactors to make this happen. If anyone would want to be a part of this, naturally they can simply call the university, ask for the Office of Mission Advancement, and we'll be delighted to serve you as you serve the region, the university, and the good people of North Dakota and beyond.
Please do that. Vision 2030, we talked today a little bit about how it's supporting athletics and some of the facilities that are happening, the beautiful new field house and the renovation that's happening. What else? What else is in the hopper right now for Vision 2030 sort of coming out of the ground?
Well, it's amazing what just in the last few years God has blessed us with and the way that the university is growing. We just opened last fall a 276-bed residence hall for our freshmen women coming in. That is a beautiful place. We have a chapel on the third floor that was donated by some wonderful people from the area. Then we also have the field house, as you talked about, that we opened up in January. The Lumen Vitae Center, which will cover so many different areas, will open September 8th. We've done a number of different renovations. We have, as you know, campuses in a number of places. We have our campus down in ASU that we've done a number of different things, renovations down there, building up. Campus in Watford City, which we are through the center in Watford City.
Beautiful Rough Rider Center.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And so to be a part of that is nothing short of exceptional. And then all the other different areas that we serve. We have a Rome campus. We have a campus in Peru. And so with all of these, we've really made some things happen with other renovations to the School of Education, and then also we need to focus on health sciences here, too.
Dale, one last question for you. You've talked about getting better, and obviously that covers football. There have been some areas of success. How do you build on the success you have had, and you know, what's job one for you here?
Well, you know, I'm excited about what's coming back for next year. You know, you look at our track program, cross-country programs. We feel those can be conference contenders and have a good chance at winning that next year. Our women's basketball team is really on a rise, so we're extremely excited you know, for that program. Our wrestling program, I think, is ready to step up and make its name. So, you know, we are in a state of growth right now. There's a lot of programs that are just on the verge of kind of realizing what potential they can have. And, you know, that's definitely a good thing to build upon.
Sounds fantastic. Gentlemen, thanks so much for a great update on a great institution, the University of Mary. We appreciate it very much. See you again soon.
Appreciate it, Scott.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
Jerome Richter, the Vice President for Public Affairs at the University of Mary, Dale Lennon, the incoming athletic director there as well. All right, last chance on the weather reports here, Todd. What do we got? Lori from Dickinson had a half an inch in the rain gauge this morning. Rad north of Sentinel Butte, 2200s, drizzling now. Your question earlier about what am I going to do on Flag Day. Don't forget Flag Day tomorrow. We'll be talking about that. Get that flag flying. This listener says I'm going to be celebrating my birthday. How about that? Southeast of Bowdoin, 90 hundredths. Texton Dickinson, east of east side of Dickinson, 41 hundredths. 20 hundredths southeast of Minot. You got any others, Todd?
Nope, Doug, put them all on your
screen there. I got them all?
There.
Okay,
yep,
six miles north of Streeter, just about an inch. So not too bad at all. So really a good roundup of the rain, and it was a pretty good night in a lot of places, so not too bad at all. Appreciate that very much, and we did promise we would send one lucky winner MyPillow. Watch your phone, because in the next 5 minutes, Todd and I will send a congratulations text.
We'll blow up your phone, as they say.
We'll blow up your phone, and we'll be sending you a MyPillow.
I don't know why they ever decided to say it that way.
MyPillow.
It's not like anybody's phone blows up.
Yeah,
I hope not.
Flag Day tomorrow. Remember that. We'll be in Watford City at the Rough Riders Center talking about that big job fair that's happening tomorrow. If you're looking for work, you want to be there tomorrow afternoon at the Rough Riders Center in Watford City. It's a day on you. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.